and local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept, and to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. During our lowest prices of the season, the Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed is only $899, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. When it's time to talk a little turkey. Many years ago, as I've been doing this for many years now, I began to take on what I called the Republican establishment. I can remember a piece written by an old friend, Rich Lowry, even asking the question, what is the establishment? What is meant by that? And nobody else really in the talk radio world was doing that. They would have these Republican establishment types on their programs and so forth and so on. But I went to war with them, behind the microphone, of course, and denounced them. And I was an activist in the Tea Party movement. I'd written Liberty and Tyranny. And the Tea Party delivered the House to the Republicans and almost delivered the Senate. And Mitch McConnell was the Republican leader then, too. And he trashed the Tea Party. He said they would have won more seats but for these Tea Party extremists who were nominated. He had the backing of National Review. He had the backing of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He had the backing of Mitch McConnell. And a guy by the name, you may have heard of him, John Boehner. The Tea Party elected enough Republicans where he became Speaker of the House. And he immediately turned on the Tea Party. Immediately. As did guys like Kingsinger when they got elected from the Tea Party and all, but I'm focused on this. Boehner wrote a book, or somebody wrote it for him, as he was celebrating happy hour and with a drink in one hand and four cigarettes in another. But in any event, isn't he now a lobbyist for pot or something, Mr. Producer? Perfect fit. So, in his book he said, I don't know what happened. To my friends Rush and Sean, this guy Levin came along. Another book was subsequently written by a couple of so-called professors who said that I was the worst of the talk show hosts. I, little me. That the language I used and the arguments I made, of course they were leftists. Then there was a third book written. And there I am again. So I am well aware of this Republican establishment. I am well aware of it. This is why I despise it. Since a kid, when I campaigned for Reagan in 76, campaigned for him again in 1980, these Republicans, ladies and gentlemen, they don't stand for a hell of a lot. Now, of course, we're talking about Marxists, we say we need to win the election and stop the other side, which is, of course, a strategic move because they're absolutely nuts. But the Republicans, it's a complete party. What exactly does the Republican Party stand for? We know what the Democrat Party stands for. But we really don't know what the Republican Party stands for. We knew when Ronald Reagan was elected what he stood for. And frankly, we knew when Donald Trump was elected what he stood for. But what did the Bush family stand for? Really? What do they stand for? What does Larry Hogan stand for? What does Chris Christie stand for? What does Asa Hutchinson stand for? Stand for anything. Nothing's worth really fighting when it comes to them. And what does John Cornyn, the senior Republican senator from the great state of Texas, the biggest of the Republican states, what does he stand for? Well, he's very proud of himself. You know, he fought the mob, which is called the people, calls it the mob. He doesn't buckle to the mob, he says. He's in the shadows. He's in the wings. He and Thune and Barrasso and others who want to replace Mitch McConnell if he ever decides to hang it up and continue to do business with the communist Chinese through his in-laws. So they get behind this bill. And the bill is barely written. And they endorse it. It's one thing to get behind concepts. It's another get behind the bill. 80 pages long. Marco Rubio goes up to him and says, you want us to vote on this tonight? Well, how hard is it to read 80 pages? Well, ladies and gentlemen, an 80-page piece of legislation needs to be carefully analyzed. What's in the bill? First, who are the Republicans that voted for it? Young of Indiana, Tillis of North Carolina, Romney will vote for anything, of Utah, Portman is retiring, of Ohio, Murkowski of Alaska. Don't you want guns in Alaska? McConnell always votes with the minority party. It's amazing. Lindsey Graham, I've had about enough of him. Joni Ernst, shocking. Cornyn, Susan Collins, this guy Cassidy from Louisiana, disaster. Capito from West Virginia, disaster. Burr, do nothing, retiring North Carolina. And Blunt, do nothing, retiring from Missouri. What do you know about that's in the bill? You don't know anything that's in the bill. You haven't had time to read the bill. You haven't had time to study the bill. You haven't had time to contact people or organizations you trust. That's the whole point. This bill isn't going to stop what's been taking place in this country. In fact, the Democrats keep saying it's a good first step. It's a first step, ladies and gentlemen. Well, what's the next step? They're never satisfied. David Harsanyi, who's really an expert on this subject, writing in The Federalist. Seems like a lot of good people have left the old National Review and moved elsewhere. It's clear that the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, quote-unquote, was written in a rush by politicians far more interested in doing something about guns than proposing any well-considered ideas. That's surely the reason the Senate took a procedural vote only a few hours after releasing the text. And while they'll probably pass the bill in a few days, it's going to take years, however, to figure out how it all works. The bill's numerous vague, open-ended provisions will almost surely be abused by prosecutors, cops, aggrieved family members, execs, and political opponents. And in the meantime, the likelihood that any of its provisions will help mitigate mass shootings is very small. That said, no one should fool themselves. Though many conservatives will be furious about the bill, it's unlikely to be unpopular with most voters. Facing a string of horrific school shootings, voters are uninterested in hearing debates about due process or complaints from some 19-year-old who wants an AR. The media, of course, will frame the bill as a common-sense no-brainer. Quote, since the shooting, my office has received tens of thousands of calls, letters, and emails with a singular message. Do something, John Cornyn, the Republicans' lead negotiator, said yesterday.
not do nothing, but do something. I think we found some areas where there is some space for compromise. Cornyn spent more time bragging about the things he rejected and championing the useful ideas he brought to the bill, because almost surely the case that he brought none. This bill exists so the Republicans can say they did something, not nothing, but something. What does something look like? No one, presumably, opposes new federal support for enhanced school security or mental health funding, other than perhaps Chris Murphy, who believes mental health concerns are BS. Maybe that was his compromise. Another big chunk of the law is filler, reiterating the illegality of trafficking and straw purchases. Gun control advocates often point to the low prosecution rate for these crimes, but that has far more to do with authorities failing to enforce laws that already exist than a lack of them, the ruling class failures. On federal red flag law funding, perhaps the most controversial provision, the bill makes a big show of demanding protections for quote-unquote due process rights and against infringement of the Constitution. It demands there be penalties against abuse of the program. All this is unenforceable, as Republicans know. A number of blue states have already passed red flag laws that nullify gun rights on the word of third-party accusations, sometimes ex-party, and not only demand the accused prove their innocence before having the rights reinstated, but allow for property searches without the usual evidentiary standards. Until the Supreme Court undoes these laws, highly unlikely, states will receive funding, but it's one thing for California, Rhode Island to do so. It's another for national Republicans to fund these efforts. Moreover, there's scant evidence that red flag laws do much to prevent violence. Most studies that contend to prove red flag laws work do so by drilling into the consciousness of those who've lost their guns and predicting their behavior. The Washington Post, Glenn Kessler, certainly no NRA champion, went through every mass shooting since 2015 and came up with only two instances where red flag laws might have potentially stopped a shooter. And in one of them, the Parkland massacre, the police ignored outright threats made by the shooter that would already have allowed them to take away his guns. The bill will also close off the so-called boyfriend loophole, so that not only spouses, but anyone convicted of a misdemeanor violent act who's in a, quote, continuing serious relationship of a romantic or intimate nature, unquote, between two people can have their guns removed. Republicans will also be helping Democrats, for the first time in a long time, expand a category of person prohibited from owning guns. Anyone 18 to 21 with a juvenile record, sealed or expunged, though it's difficult to tell. That includes a felony or misdemeanor conviction for domestic violence, or was involuntarily committed after the age of 16, might not be able to purchase a gun. The wait time can be 10 days instead of the usual 3. It's unclear to me, he writes, if this means Americans of any age will be barred from purchasing a gun. If they have a juvenile record, the entire section is a mess. In the end, though, nothing will change in our political environment. Today, the corrupt corporate media and Democrats will herald the law breaking a logjam, the first gun safety law in 30 years. This is untrue. Congress has passed numerous gun laws. Thousands of gun laws and regulations exist in the United States. No right has ever been regulated more. No right has ever been regulated more. And in a few days, Democrats will return to accusing Republicans of supporting terrorism and abetting child murder. Senators like Murphy will be back demanding bans on semi-automatic rifles and arguing for backdoor national registries. Within weeks, if not earlier, the media will tell us that the bill was a mere tiny first step in bringing the United States in line with other civilized countries. For one side, the bipartisan Safer Communities Act will be a fleeting win. For the other, an incremental step in a crusade to limit national gun ownership. David Harsanyi of The Federalist, senior editor. What again do the Republicans stand for? I'm trying to remember. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate is estimated to be upwards of 10%. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation, and the name to know is Noble Gold. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Mention the word radio, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word radio, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. Mention the word radio, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Mark Levin.
Ooh, he sounds like he's tall.
On the Mark Levin Radio Show.
Lauren Boebert is an excellent member of Congress from Colorado. She's a citizen legislator, and that's one of the reasons they despise her. She's also effective. She's an effective communicator. She is a principled, consistently principled vote. And it's a pleasure to have you here, Congresswoman. How are you today?
I'm doing really great, Mark. Thanks so much for having me on.
What's going on in your district? The Democrats don't want you to be the Republican nominee, do they?
I don't think they do. You know, it's interesting. Democrats cannot win on the issues. They cannot win on the policies. They understand that anything that they put forward is failing American citizens, and we are all paying the price for it. So, you know, they'll lie, they'll attack personally. It's the politics of personal destruction. And that's really what the American people hate about politics, because we want to get to the issues. We want the policies that are going to help us here in our country, that will secure our border, that will lower inflation, that will fill our grocery store shelves. And Democrats don't have any solutions for that. So, yeah, they're attacking me pretty hard in my district.
You know, one thing that's never done in your case is an opportunity to explain who you are, what's your background. You know, they want to create a caricature of you in the media and in the Democrat Party. They don't really want to run against you. They want to run against something they create. Tell everybody a little bit about your background. You're married, your kids, so forth.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, I should be the Democrat poster child. I was raised Democrat. But I realized, unlike a lot of Democrats, maybe we're seeing more Democrats that are realizing now more than ever, but I realized that I could do a better job taking care of myself than the government could. So I'm a self-taught conservative because I lived in that cycle of poverty that they want Americans to be stuck in, dependent on government for food, for housing, where you're going to live, what school you're going to go to, how you're going to raise your children. And so I'm a self-taught conservative. My husband and I, we have been together for 19 years. We just celebrated 19 years this month. And he and I have four wonderful boys. And I'm here, Mark, because I didn't want my boys to be raised in a socialist nation. I am here to defend freedom, to secure our Constitution. And I was sick and tired of the politicians who say one thing on the campaign trail, and then they get to wherever we're sending them, and they do something completely different. And that is a very frustrating situation that we see all too often. So I ran for Congress to do something different, to do what I said I was going to do. And that's why I'm here. But I'm a business owner. I have a wonderful community, love God, have a great church. And I love the people who elected me to serve and to represent them, to be their voice, to fight for them, to work for them. And it really is an honor to do that.
Your district includes what towns? Is it a big district, a small district, mostly rural, what?
Yes, so we're mostly rural. It's almost the half the state of Colorado, actually.
Wow.
I have the western side of Colorado, the entire southern border, and we have some pretty big names in the district. I have 55,000 square miles in my district, and we have places like Glenwood Springs, Grand Junction, Telluride, Durango, and some really wonderful places, including Pueblo, where I spend a lot of time. That's down south. And then, of course, we have two Native American tribes in the district. We have the Mountain Utes and the Southern Utes. And, spend some time with them and advocating for their causes as well. But it's a very large district, very rural, a lot of farmers and ranchers, and just good old folks, Americans who want to, that have their nose to the grindstone, and they want to be able to go to work, be able to afford the gas to get to work, and come home and be with their families and really live a quiet and peaceable life. But a lot of them are being forced to get up and say something these days because we're learning that if we're silent, we lose by default.
I'd like you to hold you over the break, if I may. It's very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
Your background, the background of the people who live in your district, the way that people live in your district is utterly and completely foreign to everything that goes on in Washington, D.C., and these committee chairmen from the urban areas and all the rest. The Washington Post, the New York Times, they have no comprehension of your district or you or anything of the kind. We'll be right back. You know, there's so many more things to do during the summer, and you want to free up as much time as possible to enjoy them. So if you're a business owner, the last thing you want to do is sort through tons of unqualified candidates' resumes when you could be taking a family vacation. That's why you need ZipRecruiter to find great candidates. They do all the work for you. And now you can try it for free. Free. At ZipRecruiter.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N. ZipRecruiter uses its powerful technology to find and match the right candidates with your job. You can easily review these recommended candidates and invite your top choices to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So soak up all that the summer has to offer and let ZipRecruiter do the rest of the work. Ready for the URL?
It's ZipRecruiter.com/Levin. That's where you can try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LEVIN. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Lucky Miller's Deli and Market at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, features delicious deli sandwiches and burgers, like the Lucky Club, a specialty BLT, or their barbecue beef sandwich. You can also try Lucky's famous half-pound burger, peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger, their A1 burger, or Lucky Miller's Master Burger. Eat in or call 530-691-4333 to place your order, or order online. Lucky Miller's Deli and Market, open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., where our food speaks for itself.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
So I need folks to sit back and think about that investment. LaurenForFreedom.com.
Lauren, that's a nice name. That's my daughter's name. LaurenForFreedom.com. LaurenForFreedom.com. Now, my wife and I got to know you a little bit when you were first planning on running, first a candidate. And I want the American people to know you're really down to earth. You're a mom. You have kids. You have your husband. And you were driven to run because you were very, very concerned about the country's direction, just like millions and millions of listeners to this program. And because you go to Washington, you're not a politician. You're from a part of the country that really is an enigma to so many who are in Washington, D.C. They try to pigeonhole you when you speak up for the average person, correct?
Right.
And now, yes. And now they're character assassinating
right.
you. Isn't that right, too?
Yes. Yes, they are. These are just lies, lies after lies. It's incredible. Like we said before, they can't win on the policy, so they want the politics of personal destruction. If they can't destroy your idea, then they want to destroy the person. I've been attacked, though, since I first started running for Congress. They said, well, who are you? You've never run for public office. You can't win. You're going up against a five-term incumbent, a Republican. But he wasn't doing what he said he was going to do. So I challenged him, and I won that primary by 10 points. Everybody said, you know, I didn't have the qualifications, the background, the education. I have a GED, for goodness sake. So I've been attacked on my education since I filed to run. And now they're just coming out with more salacious lies, attacking myself, my family. And, you know, I had to go home and explain to my nine-year-old what an escort is, because, the allegations are so egregious. And now, you know, I mean, there's lawyers involved, and we'll be pursuing defamation suits against a particular group that has come out with these latest allegations.
And isn't it interesting that the women's groups and the groups that claim they're concerned
right.
about misogyny and so forth, the Me Too movement, have you heard from any of them?
No, you know, I haven't. Mother Jones did come out and say that this was sexist, because if your listeners aren't aware, Muckrakers, a political pack, a Democrat pack, they came out with these lies that they know to be false, saying that I was an escort, and that this involved other people with lots of money, accused me of being a stripper and having two abortions and all of these things. I mean, the most grotesque things that you can think that would attack me personally. And they're just coming out with this and saying it. So we are getting lawyers involved. But no, I haven't heard from any of the feminist organizations, any of the groups, any of the Me Too movement. What happened to Believe All Women? And now all of a sudden my core fundamental principle of pro-life is being attacked, and I'm being accused of having two abortions. They can't even get their dates right both times that they say these claims. I was pregnant with two of my children who are here today.
Mm-hmm. Nobody should have to go through this. They play very, very dirty. And so, look, you have this election on Tuesday. What do you want to tell the people in your district in Colorado and the people of the nation?
Yeah, we're certainly fighting hard. It's an honor to serve my district and to be a voice in our country right now. Today we just had a press conference. I'm the co-chair with Congressman Thomas Massie of the Second Amendment Caucus, and we're talking about the Senate compromise, the gun grab that is coming over to the House now from the 14 so-called Republicans, these rhinos who are legislating their constituents' rights away. And, these are the kind of things that we are fighting for. We need to secure our borders, lower inflation, fix the supply chain issues. Look at the stock market and certainly defend our Second Amendment rights. How sad is it that our Second Amendment is under siege by the very people who are supposed to protect us from the very people it's supposed to protect us against?
Yeah, it's the most regulated right that we have in the Bill of Rights. Let me ask you, in your district, largely rural, almost half the state, how important is the Second Amendment?
Oh, it's very important. If there's a single issue to run on, it is the Second Amendment. Even Democrats in my district are, a good amount of them are pro-2A. These are blue-collar, blue-dog Democrats who understand the rights to keep and bear arms, who want that personal right for themselves, and understand that there are people who in these urban areas who are fighting to defund our police. In fact, the man that who's running against me for my seat in Congress voted in the state Senate to remove qualified immunity away from our police officers. So we have our police officers being attacked and demonized, being defunded, and then we have even Republicans voting to open them up to frivolous litigation. So they are personally liable for doing their job to serve and protect our communities.
It's hard to know what the Republican Party really stands for these days. We know what the Democrats stand for. But it's really hard to know what the Republican establishment stands for, because as best I can tell, they don't stand for a damn thing. I'm being quite honest about it. They just don't. And here they are. They're going to deliver Biden some kind of victory, and it's a Pyrrhic victory, because you know they keep saying this is a first step. Well, what's the next step? And what's the step after that and the one after that? We know what happened in Texas now. They blew it. They blew it big time, and I'm a big supporter of the cops. What happened there was disgusting. Armed men, including men with armor, refused to go into that damn elementary school for an hour and 15 minutes to kill that son of a bitch while he was executing those elementary school kids. That's what happened.
Right.
And so you can't legislate that.
And you're exactly right. You cannot legislate evil. And this is a knee-jerk reaction, and there's literally only one way Republicans can lose the midterms, and that's if they start acting like Democrats, and that's exactly what these 14 rhinos in the Senate are doing. I mean, go to their campaign website. Each of these senators ran on a platform of protecting the gun rights of their constituents, and each have decided to listen to K Street and not Main Street. The people back home do not support this gun grab. And Americans have the right to due process and the right to bear arms, and these unconstitutional red flag laws remove both of these rights for law-abiding citizens and many, many others. And there are provisions in this bill that would ensure that our teachers are disarmed. And that's exactly the opposite of what we should be doing. We need to fortify our schools. We need to secure our schools and protect our nation's most valuable asset, our children. And I don't think that ensuring that a teacher cannot be armed is the way to go with that. I think we need to end the federal gun-free zone for our schools and make sure that we have certified, licensed people who are qualified to protect our children and be armed in our schools while we also fortify our schools and protect our children.
And that's what they're doing in Florida after Parkland. They're fortifying the schools. An armed, trained police officer for every 500 students, not roaming the school district, in the school. Certain rules when it comes to doors, certain rules when it comes to the perimeter. I mean, this is how you try and save individuals, certainly as far as I'm concerned. Now, here's the thing. It's like this so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill. I don't want to get you in trouble. I really don't. I get in enough trouble. But I don't want to get you in trouble. But to watch Republican leadership in the Senate voted for that, 19 of them, which is $1 trillion. They don't admit that that contributed to inflation or anything else. Then to see the same leader and leadership push this agenda with the gun. This is what I mean. What the hell do they stand for?
Exactly. It's more frustrating than what the Democrats are doing, because the Democrats are telling us what they stand for, what they believe in, and they're holding true to their word. And Republicans, too often, there are a group that say one thing on the campaign trail and then get here and do something completely different that doesn't line up with our party platform. You know, I'm really glad that you mentioned Florida. Look at America's governor leading the way once again. And also, when it comes to this bipartisan infrastructure bill, I was against it from the beginning. I had an alternative for that bill. Rather than spending $1.2 trillion that we don't have, printing $1.2 trillion, only 9% of it actually went to anything infrastructure related. I put forward America's Infrastructure Modernization Act, the AIM Act. It takes $650 billion of the unspent COVID funds and puts it towards actual infrastructure instead of this liberal wish list that Republicans caved to in the Senate and in the House. And in the House, that really shook things up, because Democrats committed that the infrastructure bill was tied with the Build Back Better. And they knew that another $5 trillion bill was coming down the pike. And 13 Republicans in the House voted for that bipartisan that so-called bipartisan infrastructure bill, knowing that it would open up the door for the Build Back Better. And that almost got passed. And I'm really grateful for, a couple of Democrats who stood up and said, yeah, maybe we shouldn't break the bank just yet.
Well, listen, you're full energy. You're a patriot. You're a citizen legislator. That's what the framers intended. America, Levinites, let's help her. LaurenForFreedom.com, LAUREN, LaurenForFreedom.com. So the Democrats don't pick the Republican nominee, which would be just another outrage. Mm-hmm. And we wish you all the best.
Right. Thanks so much, Mark. I appreciate you. God bless you and your listeners. And we're going to take our country back. I believe in our country. And I wouldn't leave my four boys and my husband every day to do what I'm doing if I didn't think we had a chance.
Yeah, that's not an easy flight. All right, take care of yourself. And the best of luck to her. Yep. If you're in a position that you need to save money, you need to get ahead of this, what's going on in this country, before you get behind. Let me ask you this. Have you considered a cash-out refinance yet? Because if you haven't, you really should call our friends at American Financing and get that free mortgage review I've been telling you about. It doesn't hurt you to help figure out or find out how they can help you, particularly right now, before it's too late. There really is no upfront cost or obligation to move forward. There's no pressure. They have salary-based mortgage consultants. They're not after a commission. They get paid either way. And they can help you roll closing costs into your loan if you decide to refinance. And then why would you refinance, right? Because you got to get rid of these other debts that you may have, particularly on your credit cards or car loans or whatever they are. You look at your credit card now. What's the interest rate? Double digits. I have no doubt about it. I mean it when I say it's a lending process that focuses on your needs and your budget. And you can learn more right now by calling them at 888-900-1828. That's 888-900-1828, 888-900-1828, or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS 182334, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlize Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course.
Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
People.
Mark Levin.
What good is it to be a genius if you can't even go out on a school night?
On the Mark Levin radio program.
I don't have a lot of time, but first I want to tell you about Hillsdale. There's a video I'd like you to see. It's the trailer to Hillsdale College's newest free and online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. We talk a lot about current events on this show. Some issues are bigger than others, of course, like life and death. C.S. Lewis was a master at addressing life's most important questions through vivid language that's entertaining, fascinating, intriguing, compelling, you name it. You may know as an author that he wrote The Chronicles of Narnia, but he also wrote a lot more. I appreciate his ability to communicate and inspire. Just a brilliant, brilliant man. Hillsdale College's free online course covers C.S. Lewis's profound insights into the Christian belief of good and evil, prayer in the Bible, and even heaven and hell. Did I mention the course from Hillsdale College is entirely free? Aren't they a great place, Hillsdale? So go watch the trailer video right now if you can this evening of C.S. Lewis on Christianity. Sign up for this new free online course from Hillsdale College at levinforhillsdale.com. That's L-E-V-I-N for Hillsdale.com. levinforhillsdale.com. That's unbelievable. I'm running out of time. I wanted to get some of the damn computer shut down. All right, here it is. I want to tell you about a gentleman who's not related to me, Ukrainian journalist Max, M-A-K-S, Levin, L-E-V-I-N. Who was he? He's 40 years old, was a photojournalist in Ukraine. He worked for numerous Western media outlets, and he disappeared on March 13th. His body was discovered 2 weeks later. And according to Reporters Without Borders, he was murdered by Russian soldiers. Investigators for the organization found bullets and casings at the scene and 14 bullet impacts on the car he and his companion were traveling in. There was also DNA evidence that attested to Russian soldiers being at the scene. Now, he had worked for the BBC, Associated Press, Reuters, and so forth, taking pictures of what was taking place. Folks, the Russians are committing horrific acts of inhumanity. This is just one story against tens of thousands of defenseless people. This is how they fight wars. This is how they've always fought wars. My ancestors are Russian, Russian Jews. They had to escape Russia from the pogroms. Some of them, I suppose, were even Ukrainians because the border between Russia and Ukraine has shifted over the centuries. But that's of no consequence. I don't care. I'm an American. And then there's this from a local news outlet, Channel 12, Uvalde. Officer husband of slain Uvalde teacher was detained, had gun taken away after trying to save his wife. Texas DPS director said Eva Merales told her husband, quote, she, quote, had been shot and was dying. Shocking testimony from the Texas DPS director has revealed even more insight into the abject failure of response to the shooting that occurred on May 24. Texas Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Steve McCraw revealed that the husband of slain elementary school teacher Eva Merales tried to save her, but was barred from doing so. Ruben Ruiz is a police officer for the school district and was on the scene after the gunman entered the school and opened fire. McCraw said his wife called him, Ruiz, and told him that she had been shot and was dying. And what happened to him is he tried to move forward into the hallway. This is the husband. He was detained, and they took his gun away from him and escorted him off the scene. Do you believe that, Mr. Producer? He's in the school. His wife calls. She's shot. She's bleeding out. She's dying. He's an officer. He wants to get to her. He's detained, and they take his weapon away from him. This gets sicker and sicker. It turns your stomach when you think of being a parent or a husband or a wife or whatever, and these things are going on. It turns your stomach. And there's not a damn thing Congress can do about this except hurt our Second Amendment rights. There was a complete lack of competence and courage that took place that day. What took place that day is unimaginable, particularly when, according to the highest Texas Department of Safety official, they could have been in there in 3 minutes. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, you truck drivers, the people in Ukraine, and all of you. You're fantastic, and God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits.
If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veteran Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. One person has been killed and another injured in a San Francisco subway train shooting.
Police say the train was packed when the shooting occurred Wednesday morning. Officers are looking for the suspect. The station where the suspect escaped is at the heart of San Francisco's famous Castro neighborhood, which is internationally known for its LGBTQ activism. The shooting comes just 4 days before San Francisco's Pride Parade, which typically draws thousands of people from around the world. Investigators say the shooting doesn't appear to have targeted the LGBTQ community or be connected to the weekend's upcoming Pride events. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Biden says he's calling on Congress to suspend federal gas tax payments.
By suspending the 18-cent gas tax, federal gas tax, for the next 90 days, we can bring down the price of gas and give families just a little bit of relief.
But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the gas tax holiday proposal is nothing more than a stunt.
This ineffective administration's big new idea is a silly proposal that senior members of their own party have already shot down well in advance.
Prices average about $5 a gallon nationwide. Biden also wants states to suspend their own gas taxes or provide similar relief. A Ukrainian deputy prime minister overseeing the country's push to join the European Union says she's 100% certain all 27 EU nations will approve making Ukraine a candidate for membership in the bloc. Deputy Prime Minister for European and Euro-Atlantic Integration, Olha Stefanishaya, said the decision could come as soon as Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 47 points, the Nasdaq dropped 16, the S&P 500 lower by 4. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A powerful earthquake in eastern Afghanistan has damaged buildings and killed hundreds of people.
Cell phone video provided by Afghanistan State News Agency shows victims hurt in a magnitude 6.1 earthquake early Wednesday, being treated outside of a clinic in a remote village near the border with Pakistan. The narrator describes a rush of injuries and asks for emergency measures to be taken. The earthquake could be felt at least 300 miles away in Pakistan and India. Images circulating online from Paktika province show destroyed stone houses with residents picking through clay bricks and other rubble and people being carried into helicopters to be evacuated. An emergency official puts the death toll over 900 and likely to rise. The UN resident coordinator in Afghanistan says the response is on its way. Many international aid agencies left the country last year after the Taliban took over, complicating rescue and aid efforts. I'm Jennifer King.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A 17-year sentence sticks.
Ted Wafer says he feared for his life when he shot and killed Renisha McBride. She knocked on his door in 2013. A jury rejected his self-defense claim. A new hearing was ordered by the Michigan Supreme Court.
I took one of God's children. And that is a cross I will forever carry with me.
Wafer is white. McBride was black. Monica McBride says holidays are no longer holidays after her daughter's death.
You want lesser time? We want our birthday. You don't deserve happiness and joy in your life while we are living a horrible nightmare, wishing to wake up.
Judge Dana Hathaway says Wafer has been a model prisoner, but he made the wrong choice.
You cannot murder someone for simply knocking on your door and...
Wafer will be eligible for parole in 2031. I'm Ed Donahue.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Northern California. How are we doing? I don't know what the date is. I think it's, what is it? June 22nd, Wednesday, June 22nd. This is Nigel, and my co-pilot, James, is on vacation in Stockton or Fresno or something somewhere. Oh, gosh, what he's doing, but he's on vacation. But I have two really good friends here with me, and we're going to go full send conspiracy theory here. But we're going to have some practicality to it, right? So I have my good friend Colin. Say hi, Colin.
Hi.
Hey, and I got my good friend Brian.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, how's it going? welcome to Reading. I know we have a lot of newbies listening, and if you are listening, it's 105 today, and the next cooling trend will probably be in November. So you better get used to this weather. Welcome to summer. okay, so I have a question for you, for those of you listening. And 6 months ago, I wouldn't have known the answer to this question, and I wouldn't even know that there would have been a difference. But these are interesting times we're living in, and so some of us are diving deep into what's going on in the world. So I'm going to ask you a question to all of you who are listening, and it's not really fair because my friends here already know the answer. But are you a United States citizen, or are you an American? One of the two. Chances are your gut reaction says, well, I'm American. But there's a little bit of a hesitation there because, you know, you've been taught that you're a United States citizen. And you've probably checked 100 boxes or thousands of boxes that says United States citizen. So I'm going to ask the question again. What is your legal status? Is your legal status United States citizen, or is your legal status American? And what I'm finding out, and I didn't know that there even was a difference between the two, or that there was such a thing, but what I'm finding out is that most people here don't know that there is such a legal status as American, and specifically American state national, right? That's the thing. And when you dive deep into what's going on, because we are professional conspiracy theorists, right, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We've been around the block a few times.
We've been around the block a few times, had a few conversations, right? And so one of the things that we've been going over is decoding certain movies like Alice in Wonderland, The Wizard of Oz, and The Matrix. And The Matrix, right? The Matrix is a great, great one.
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. But what I specifically like this time around about The Matrix is that, you know, we're taught in the Bible, which is true, that there's lots of parables, right? Parables are spoken. Parables meaning we tell a story and the truth is hidden in there somewhere, and when you're ready to find it, the truth will find you, or you will find the truth, one or the other. And so what we're finding out is a lot of these movies that we all know that there's something going on, something
and
like
love.
The Matrix. Huh?
And love.
Yeah, and love. The Matrix. The Matrix is a good one, I think.
It's important, that last part, to love them, because the reason they resonate so much with us is because we are subconsciously recognizing the truth within those things, in those movies. Dr. Jordan Peterson would call them archetypes, and they're archetypal stories that tell us the truth, but we don't really see it, but we know there's a deeper meaning in the movies, and that's why they are such great films.
Fine. You're being a lot more articulate about it than I am. But for me, there are certain movies who hit home more than others, and The Matrix is one, because when I started out watching it, as you know, whenever it came out, 200 years ago, I was one of those that loved the action but didn't really understand the dialogue. And as you get older, all of a sudden it switches, right? And so just the other day, where we are now is I flipped through all three of them, three Matrix movies, but skipped over the action parts and got into the dialogue, because there's so much in the dialogue, right?
Subtitles for the win.
Yeah, well, you know, I wanted to get to the dialogue. But one of the reasons that why I want to bring up, are you a United States citizen or are you an American? And I think the reason why it hits home a little bit is because even in The Matrix, he's living two lives, right? He has two lives. Neo. Remember that altercation with Mr. Smith, right?
Agent Smith.
Mm-hmm. Agent Smith. When he gets caught and he gets put in the room, and Agent Smith says, "Okay, Mr. Anderson, I see a man sitting before me who has two lives, right? One, two lives. Your first life is a man named Thomas Anderson. In this life, you have a social security number. You pay your taxes. And you work as a computer programmer for a software development company. But your second life, as a man named Neo. Neo has committed almost every computer crime in the book. Only one of these lives has a future. Which life is that going to be?" So, why are you laughing? Because it hits home at this point?
Yeah, it hits home.
Now you see it, right? So... It kind of plays in with, are you a United States citizen or are you an American, right? Because there's two lives there. And what most Americans don't realize is that when you were born, your natural birth status was American state national. That was your actual status, right? So... Where were you guys born? California?
California and Sacramento.
Yes.
California.
Specifically, states naturally born on the land and soil of an American state.
That's right. So because America is a quote-unquote republic, even though we haven't had a republic since 1871, right?
Pretty much.
Because it's a republic, every state is its own country. You probably know that. And because each state is its own country, if you were born in, let's say, California, technically you are a Californian. Just like if you were born in France, you're a Frenchman, right? If you were born in English, you're in England, you're an Englishman. And if you were born in California, you're a Californian. But you have no idea that your natural birth status is American state national. And then all of a sudden, a few days later, something happens. And a signature is placed on your birth certificate. And this is where people's cognitive dissonance kind of kicks in. Because we've all heard something about your birth certificate. Like, what's going on with the birth certificate?
If you have yours, grab it now.
Good idea. Right.
Yes, if you have your birth certificate handy and you want to see something that's going to kind of freak you out.
Follow along.
So even in our family, when I pointed this out, they were like, "No, that's not true. That's not true." And then you see it in fine print, and you're like, "Oh,
the devil is in the detail."
That's right. So anyway, so here I have a County of Shasta birth certificate from not too long ago. So it's local, and a few things. Number one, a certificate by nature is an article in commerce, right? Just like your gift certificate a certificate of title to your car. A certificate, by definition, takes place in commerce, right? Right here where...
Marriage certificate.
Huh? Marriage certificate. Fishing certificate.
License certificate.
That's right. So right here on your birth certificate, where the mother signs, and it says relationship child-mother, but then it says parent or other informant signature. And it's that key word, that little word there, informant. Bowman, what's an informant?
Someone who gives someone up. If you think about it as in a police movies, it's the informant. They're the one snitching on other people doing something wrong. In this case, it's just they're using the base definition where it means simply to give something up. In their case, it's information. In this case, it's your body.
That's right. Well, there's a lot to that, right? So right there on your birth certificate, if you don't believe me, it says it right there, parent or other informant. And if you're freaking out right now because you're seeing it and you're seeing it a little later, so you should. And this is where most people just, like, shut off because they don't want to hear about it, right?
Another point I noticed is that it's not on the father's signature because the father is always the presumed father, especially in the state of California. Instead, they can only really get the true signature from the mother because she literally delivered you. And that's why they need witnesses, the doctors and the nurses or doc tenders. But we'll get to that.
Well, that's for round three, and the doc tenders. But right there it says informant. So as a parent, you are literally... signing over title, right, to the state. But not only that, and this is actually a Shasta County birth certificate, right there at the very bottom, and this is where you'll freak out part two, it says right there, what does it say? Pacific Banknote Company. My gosh, why does it say Pacific Banknote Company on the bottom of my birth certificate? And didn't you say Colin, didn't you say you had a friend who checked it out and then started freaking out?
Brian did.
Oh, that was my friend in Arizona. Yeah. I was telling him about this, walking him through the paces, and he freaked out at informant right away. And then I said, oh, it gets better. Take a picture near the seal on the lower left and zoom in on that. And he freaked out a second time. And now he can't get enough of this information. So he's going to be another source of research pretty soon. Join our little group.
So right there at this signature, so you just lost your status as an American state national, right? This one signature. Now, legally, it is fraud, right? So fraud was committed because you had no idea what you were signing. You would have said, because nowadays, if you don't sign the birth certificate, right, they call CPS.
Right.
Right. And you can't even leave the hospital if you don't sign the birth certificate. But for all intents and purposes, the moment this birth certificate was signed, you went from being an American to a United States citizen. And as an American state national, your birthright, all of the common law attributes of America apply to you. Your Constitution, your Declaration of Independence, the Bible is considered part of American law. It's not necessarily intended as a religious document as it is law and government, right? So at this point, you actually became a commercial vessel, shall we say, right? And you became that man or that person in the Matrix, right?
Well, we can't use person either because there's all things. I know, there are also words with that.
Yes. Well, no. You did become that person in the Matrix.
All right, fair point.
Right?
Yeah. But before then,
you were
a man or living soul.
You were a living soul, and you were either a living man or a living woman, right? Yeah. And so one of the things that we're finding out so much in this whole segment. By the way, are we over with our?
We are not. It's 6:18. So.
Okay.
Yeah, we're cool.
Cool. Just checking because I'm on a roll here. We're on a roll.
No, I love it.
So we found out that we've totally been misled, and as you pointed out, we've been misled in our language, like big time.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get back into the language, I also wanted to mention, notice the feel of your birth certificate for those of you who have a physical copy in your hand. First of all, it's a copy of your birth certificate. It is not actually the literal birth instruction. I forget what they call it. But the paper that it's written on is bond paper. You know how you see in movies, I like to use, what is that? The cop movie. Beverly Hills Cop. Beverly Hills Cop 2, where his friend is beaten up for those bearer bonds. When Mikey steals those bearer bonds. Those bearer bonds, this is the same paper that the bearer bonds are written on. This is bond paper. They are literally bonding you as a slave.
Well, I wasn't going to get to the S word until later.
Well.
Because, you know, when we do think of that word, when we think of the slavery word, obviously, you know, certain images come to mind. But we don't think of the legal definition of a slave.
Well, the basic fundamental... definition of a slave is someone who tells you what you can and cannot do. And that is what we call our government. Our government tells you what you can and cannot do because you have a birth certificate. Once you are bonded, they feel they have the right to tell you, a living man or woman, what to do. And I think most of us, anybody listening to this probably, would know that they have their own God-given rights to say and do and act as they feel, so long as they're not harming other people, live and let live, that kind of concept.
Yes, but in addition to that, all kinds of things happen with this one little signature. Number one, you become a dead person. Well, you become a dead entity, right? Because
specifically an entity lost at sea. You are born through the birth canal.
That's right.
And the U.S. Navy has put the water line on a mountain out in California. So we're all underwater.
Colorado.
In Colorado.
What you got?
So that we're all underwater.
Well, so didn't they start the birth certificates in, was it 1946? Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure. 1930s, there was a little statement made by Mr. Edward Mandelhouse, who was President Woodrow Wilson's chief of staff. And he's the one who actually mentioned, if you want to go back in history, very soon every American will be required to register their biological property in a national system designed to keep track of the people, and that will operate under the ancient system of pledging, right? And I can go on and on and on, but this is a great thing to read because what do they say in The Matrix 2? What are you looking at? You want to share there?
Yeah. Oh, we have a...
So from Kathy.
We hear that she reports that the chat is not working right now, so she wants to ask about birth abroad nationalization papers.
Born abroad?
Right. As best we know so far is that as long as you've lived in America or any state here for more than 7 years, then you can declare your status as an American state national. It's a little above the scope of this...
This particular
today's event.
Well, where we're going with this show is that the three of us here, and actually there's a little bit of a bigger group of us who have been diving into this over the last couple months, and even though the actual practicalities of changing your status, because millions of Americans are waking up and they are restoring their status, right? They are restoring their status to America State National. To actually go through the process takes what? A couple hours to do the paperwork. But for people to figure out why they're doing it and to get over that cognitive dissonance takes weeks and months to figure this out, because it literally is like, you know, even Neo, in The Matrix, he didn't have a good time after he took that red pill, right? I mean, there was some struggle involved and some mild discomfort.
Well, not everyone's fit to govern themselves.
Well, when you have to replace everything you were taught with all new information, because pretty much everything we've been taught is a lie. So that's
part of it. Or the very least, a verbal manipulation.
Huge.
Yeah.
Movies.
TV. So
a moment of actually.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Nigel, you said pledge, because the state citizen is one who undertakes obligations of self-governance. They pledge their oath to the state. And Matthew 5:37 is Jesus speaking, saying, all you need to say is simply yes or no. Beyond this comes from the evil one.
Yep.
anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Do not pledge, do not swear, do not do any of that. Just your yes be yes, your no's be no.
That's right. But in our system, that unfortunately we have to deal with until the ceiling cracks.
Right.
Right. So the status that we actually have two statuses that we can pick from. Actually, the main one is American state national. And then there is an American state citizen, right? A state citizen. So that is for an American state national who wants to serve, and they then become a citizen. Because the word citizen, people aren't going to like this either. Do we tell them now?
Brace yourselves.
Yes. Let's do it.
So the word citizen, even the word citizen, from the Roman roots is city is municipal, and zen is servant. You're actually a municipal servant. And so sometimes when we talk to people, say, oh, this is just the whole sovereign citizenship thing. It's like, no, well, you can't have both. There's no such thing as a sovereign citizen. Your natural, your spiritual birthright, or your spiritual birth status is, of course, sovereign, right? Every man and woman born on this plane, their natural birth status is sovereign, right? So that's built into you, but we voluntarily gave it up. But here in America, you actually get to pick your status. And most Americans aren't aware that you get to pick your status. You actually get that choice. Let's see here. United States Code, right? Remember this? Where are we? U.S. Code, Title 8, Chapter 12, 1101, 21. The term national means a person owing permanent allegiance to a state. Okay. And I have here, to give you an example of how this works, as an American, not as a citizen, as a citizen, you are, in fact, registered and bonded, right? And you have all these numbers associated with your status, your birth certificate, your social security number, your driver's license number, all the various licenses you have.
And every time you check the wrong box.
Yes. And every time you check the wrong box. But what I'm finding out, and I'm sure you guys are going down this rabbit hole too, every time you check any box, like even if you check a box as Caucasian or Latino or African American or Black, whatever it is, anytime you check a box that gives you any other kind of identification besides natural born man or natural born woman, you are re-registering yourself, which is kind of freaky. Right? Because that's not who you are. Your identity may be tied up to that.
And this goes back to his first question at the opening of this today's talk, where you can only be one, American or a state citizen.
That's right. Well, you're a municipal citizen.
Well,
of D.C.
You want to pick. And again, it's always what you want to pick.
That's right. You get to pick. In America, when you're born, you automatically start ticking boxes saying United States citizen. But they tricked you.
Yeah, they trick you into selecting the slavery position instead of the self-governance position.
That's right. And if you want to dig into that, there's proof for that. You're not going to like this. Well, we already know, right? But even... So when you are a United States citizen, you legally reside, and this is where people start checking out because they can't handle it. When you are a United States citizen, your legal residence is D.C., District of Columbia. Right? And let's see here. I'm going to get back. We're going to leave in a little bit, but I'm going to come up with some dates for you. But even the zip code system, I believe that started in the 1960s, 1950s, 1960s, the first zip code system. They came up with that to simplify matters, but it also originates from D.C. And every time you actually write your address with the full-blown zip, what year was it?
63.
You're actually declaring that you live in D.C. It's kind of a trippy thing. And this is where Neo starts to say, well, you know, give me my rights. And give me my phone call. He says, give me my phone call, right? And Agent Smith says, what good is a phone call if you can't speak? Yeah. You know? So, anyway, are you a United States citizen or are you an American? So, when we get back, I think we have one more minute. We have one more minute? One more minute. We're actually going to get into, if you want to, how you can restore your status to American state national and become an American. one of the things that's happened here locally for me that spurred this interest too is the whole election thing, because this whole election thing was a mess, right? And
what do you mean? It's the most fair and free election ever.
I know. Well, you know, they say, citizens vote for their rulers,
mm-hmm.
and Americans get to elect their electives. So yes. There we go. All right. Thank you very much. We will be right back.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
And we're back. Good evening. This is Nigel and not James. I have my good buddies Brian and Colin here with me.
Hey, good buddy.
And and we're having some fun here going over the difference between American.
Minor aside, I just want to say powder coating, if you guys can powder coat your bikes, it's amazing. Have it all disassembled, send it to them, they'll powder coat all the stuff. It's amazing. Highly recommend.
Yeah, I don't have a bike.
It's just a personal recommendation. Oh. I love powder coating. It's awesome.
Can they?
You can get any kind of coat you want, and then have them put a clear coat over it if it's a bumpy texture.
Yeah, well, he was paying attention to the commercial during the break, that's why. Powder coating. Yeah. But
I don't have... It's amazing.
I mean, you know, we have a cat, but... speaking of elections, I wanted to get this out here because we're in the middle of a strange, definitely a strange election season all across the country, all across the state, including here. We're just coming to the tail end of our local elections, the countywide elections. And this Friday, we're actually going to have a special guest coming to Reading, Captain Seth Keschel. He's going to be coming in and sharing his expertise on the on his – he was part of the whole Trump 2020 piece. And he has an expert team of election integrity specialists. A couple of our local peeps reached out to him, and he's coming this Friday, July 1st, at where is it going to be?
621 Twin View Boulevard, Redding, California.
Right. Tickets are $20, and they can call, who's the lady down in red, Camille?
Camille, 530-356-9391.
That's right. It's going to be kind of fun. He's a national figure, and that should bring some interesting attention.
You can also reserve online at churchofgladtidings.com/Seth-Keschel-Redding. K-E-S-H-E-L.
Brian, you have a face for radio, mate.
You should
get into this. Okay, so are you a United States citizen or are you an American? An American state national. And so we got into the whole birth certificate piece. Where you were basically signed over as property, and you started ticking boxes that said a United States citizen, and so your passport probably says United States citizen. little private joke there, guys, of the cult.
We can share that next time.
We'll share that next time. We're getting a lot of questions about, well, as an American state national, does that mean you don't pay taxes? Does it mean you don't do this, do this? And I'm finding that a lot of people are actually tied emotionally and spiritually to the state. And it's really hard for people to let go.
Being an American state national ultimately means it's not just that you don't pay taxes. You are outside the system. When you swear an allegiance and you say, "Hey, I'm a United States citizen," then you become you're pledging your rights, your abilities, your self-governance. You're pledging that to the corporate of America, the corporation of the United States, which is no longer a nation anymore. They did away with that. What was it, 1871? Like, we didn't even last very long. When you become an American state national, you govern yourself. Then you are not beholden to the rules and regulations of some phantom corporation, and instead you govern yourself. So the short answer, yes, you don't pay taxes. You also don't pay parking fines or go to court ever, because that's all a fiction made up of the corporation that we call America.
That's right. And then people say, well, I don't believe you. But then what you got?
I was just going to add something. So as difficult as it has been to become the state of Jefferson for California splitting off, how about we all become state nationals? That is a way easier approach.
Well,
You mean that Georgia, where they were going to bring it all the way down here? New Georgia, wasn't it? New Oregon?
Well, there's been obviously a few things underway. One of the biggest ones, obviously, state of Jefferson. Right, to carve out a chunk of Northern California and a chunk
right.
of
but we just need to get Northern. Our status set, and then we can actually just
that's
make,
right.
Make
well,
that
the
happen.
So the interesting thing about Congo forming a new state, if you actually formed a new state, in order to actually take advantage of being in a new state, you'd have to be a state national of that state. Right.
Right.
If you started a new state, well, let's say you split. Some people want to split California into six pieces. Let's say you started a new state. And you maintain being a United States citizen, you'd be in the same boat.
Yes.
As if you didn't, right? So if you want to start a new state, you go and take a full advantage of it. There's a whole bunch of hurdles, obviously. But you would still have to become a state national, right?
Right.
So that's a double hurdle, in my opinion. Why not just restore your status? Hint, hint. Restore your natural born status to American state national. And I have here, just as an example, right? I mean, once we started digging into this, there's thousands and thousands of examples documents and examples where you can see that. This is a letter, for example, from the United States Department of Travel. This is 2015, and this is to one of the governors. To the governor of North Carolina, where it was just a friendly reminder. Where he says, "Dear Governor McCrory, just letting you know, as you may or may not know, there are people in your state whose status is ostensibly different than the average U.S. citizen. The average U.S. citizen.
Interesting.
And are considered foreign nationals or American nationals with certain safeguards and protections under the law. Our primary concern is that their travel rights in your states are not infringed, meaning as an American state national, you don't need a driver's license, right? You don't register. You don't need a license to travel. And you get tricked into this. We all get tricked into this, right?
Yeah, we were all
tricked. And so this is not a case of blaming somebody or, you know, blaming people in any community, because we were all duped into this. But as an American, you have a fundamental right to travel in your private
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Anything that infringes upon that is a violation of your God-given rights. It ultimately boils down to a form of limited diplomatic immunity. As long as anyone is not being physically harmed by you intentionally, mind, it must be an intention, then essentially they can't touch you for anything. And intent matters. That's intent is the difference between, say, manslaughter and murder. And that's a very big sentence difference. So they recognize that intent is a very big deal.
That's right.
Almost the highest.
But we get tricked. We get tricked, right? Because we register our private automobile at the Department of Motor Vehicles, and a private automobile is not a motor vehicle. Right? And we get duped in putting them in the same category. I think all three of us right now are just in that coming out of the cocoon stage, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, and we all did our vehicle registration this year,
right?
Before we had our status corrected. So next year, different.
Well, the key is I think for enough people to wake up and restore their status to get into this place.
And even the term driver license, driver is only a commercial person operating their vehicle for some commercial venue. Either they're transporting goods for services or they're transporting people, say as an Uber or Lyft driver. Those are the only times you actually need a driver license. This is already approved by the Supreme Court. And you can stand on that right now. Even if you don't become an American state national, even if you don't do any of those things, you can still bring that law with you. Keep that in your glove compartment. And if you are ever stopped, tell them you are not driving or operating your vehicle. You are traveling in your personal property, and the Supreme Court has given you full permission to do that without registering. So you can drive around without plates right now. It's just
not a smart thing to do.
Yeah,
it, just do your research first. Make sure you look up all these things and you have those ready to go and you know the right words to say. If you say you are driving your vehicle, you are burned. So make sure you practice this in front of a mirror. Work it like it like it matters. Or don't do it, and then, you know, this is why we come with a caveat saying that, you know, not everyone can cover themselves, because it requires an awful lot of research. So take everything we say and do your own research, and you'll find
out. Yeah, I guess that is the caveat, is don't believe anything we say.
Correct.
And just take this
don't
as...
Don't trust anyone ever. Always trust, right. But confirm.
This is all for educational purposes only. We're not giving any kind of legal advice. Don't burn your driver's license or nothing like that.
You do it right, you can do those things. But you actually can't burn it. You need to return it to them and tell them that they've violated the contract by not having free and open disclosure of what signing up for a driver's license meant. But we'll get into those in later episodes.
I would suggest everybody just becoming a state national first.
That's
my opinion.
Yeah, learn that first, and then, you know, then you can
do the proper paperwork you have to do to...
And make sure you understand it. That's what it means to govern yourself. You must understand.
So I think one of the more important aspects of restoring one's status, especially for parents of minor children, because we're starting to deal with the whole mandate thing.
Right.
Coming in school. Right. And there's lots of yelling and screaming going on saying, don't mandate my kids and don't vaccinate my kids, don't put masks on my kids. But then we get down to that signature on the birth certificate again, where you actually legally signed over as an informant.
The rights to your children.
That's right. So the legal
ownership.
This is
why it's the most important. This is what woke us up the most when we realized they were coming for our children. That's why CPS can walk in and take your children for any made-up, trumped-up excuse they want. This is why. Because you were signed over, and the city or the state or whatever, they were just allowing you the courtesy of raising their property, their biological property.
Yes.
It says it right in the instructions.
So after you go through the motions, as a parent, this is very important. Once you restore your status, you can then, and you should then, file this. It's a rescinding of informant signature on birth record. You actually legally rescind your signature as an informant. And then you go through the process of actually legally owning your child. And
better than the state owning it.
That's right. And then once you do it correctly, and you have actually rescinded your birth certificate, and you have your status corrected, and you legally own your child, then you can actually legally go into any of the school districts and show them your. I know it sounds weird, but your proof of ownership, right? And we kind of discussed this.
And at that moment, if you take your child to a public school, which we don't recommend anyway, you always homeschool your children, but what if you can't figure it out? There are lots of online places I highly recommend doing a quick search. You can find a way to make it happen. But if you can't and you send your child, at least with this paperwork, you can walk in there on day one and you say, I own my child, and if you do anything without my consent, I am suing each individual person.
So why don't we start in the future, start a state national school?
I think that's coming.
Not a bad idea.
In America State National School.
Yes.
So let's talk about how we actually came across this and what we're doing to restore our status, to correct our status. You want to talk about David? David Strait?
David Strait.
So David, there's quite a few. There's an organization out of Texas that's building online presence, which is massive. There's some more in Ohio, and there's a guy, he lives in Bend, Oregon, actually. His name is David Strait, and you can look him up. He has a great series, the one from Utah and straight out of Babylon, where he's actually, taking 3 days. We are doing some people a disservice by trying to chat about this in 1 hour. But David Strait takes 3 days to walk people through how they got into trouble in the first place without knowing it. Right?
And most importantly, how to get out of it.
But so I think we've all watched those videos. I know I've watched them like 15 times. And we started the process, started our own paperwork now.
And as soon as David has an available slot, we will bring him to Reading.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's a busy guy.
He's a busy guy. All of his seminars and workshops are all sold out wherever he goes. What I do like about him is that he's keeping them small. So there's like 160 to 200 people max, so that it doesn't become a...
That's small.
Massive crowd. Well, you know, but they're all sold out the moment he, you know, instead of doing it for 2,000, right? which I think would be kind of crazy. But from what I understand, every single one that goes, they immediately fill out their paperwork and start the process.
Well, but part of the reason he does them small is because he wants people to educate people and then them learn so they can teach others.
Right.
So also, it empowers us to learn and try to teach others what we learned.
And again, it goes back to self-governance. That's the whole point of this. You need to know what's going on. You need to do your own research, follow the existing laws so that you can step out of them and file your paperwork correctly. Also, for reference, when he does come here, any government employee does have a free ticket. He states that clearly on his website.
Yep. But there are some practicalities that come along with this, right? So the fact that... your birth certificate is on bond paper, right? Mm-hmm. And that you are actually bonded and traded. one of the things that we don't often think about is why this is on bond paper, right? So your birth certificate in and of itself has a starting value of, what is it, $2
million? It's $2 million for those born, what is it, after 86, I think it is. I'll check the numbers in a moment.
Yeah. So this birth certificate right out of the gate, the reason why it is on bond paper, on Pacific banknote company paper, is that it starts out with a value of $2 million. And as you go on, you may have heard of the concept of your straw man, right? That everybody has a straw man. Meet your straw man. And
looks like the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. Right? I never knew that.
Weird.
Right?
Oh, that's another one.
They try to tell you with the scarecrow, right? The man of straw.
She's walking on the yellow brick road, which is gold. The slippers were originally silver. In the book, they're right. Silver. But it didn't look that keen on the big right. screen, so they had infinite silver screen, and it didn't look as good on the silver screen. So they made them ruby so they would pop out.
Right.
But the original story is with silver slippers, and it's the whole point is that we use gold and silver to reach the promised land, which is the Emerald City, and that's where all wealth and knowledge is contained.
But unfortunately, we're more like lions, the cowardly lions. Yes. Like we can kind of see what's going on, but. We don't have the courage to stand up and rectify the situation. But one of the other areas where we've all been duped, because I never bought into the left versus right thing, right? Mm-hmm. Democrats, Republicans, the whole years.
It's all a facade.
It is. But one of the things that we've been duped in is this whole concept of sanctuary cities and all these quote-unquote immigrants coming to the border. And people like to think that, well, they're just coming here to because it's because they become a voter base. But as we found out, no, each one of them is carrying a birth certificate.
Worth
right?
a lot of money.
And each birth certificate has a starting value of about $2 million, right? And some of the older people, you know, in their 20s and 30s, their birth certificates are worth, you know, what, $5 to $10 million. And as we've been learning, this is how they fund the government, right? This is how they do it.
And they'll get it from you one way or another. Either you have a life of crime, so to speak, and it's just their policy officers. It's the wordplay that they love. They're policy officers, and you violated the corporation's policy by parking in the wrong spot, for example. And so when they send you to court, they file charges against you, and those charges are paid through the money in the account. It's essentially a trust account, and they are stealing money from that, and they're going to get it one way or the other. Either they'll send you to court with every tiny infraction they can squeeze and nickel and dime you that they can, or they'll just wait for you to die and sell off your estate. You know, estate sales, they do that all the time. You guys hear about it. Estate sales are such a big deal.
So now you're hitting on the difference, one of the key differences between a United States citizen and an American. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we're finding out is that we've actually never lived in a republic. Right? Mm-hmm. We have a flag and national anthem that states, for the republic for which it stands. But we actually don't have any frame of reference of what it looks like to live in a republic. Mm-hmm. But one of the aspects of the republic, of a republic, number one, common law, but also commonwealth, right? Mm-hmm. And the one thing that, that we have no concept of is that in a republic, the people have no debt.
Correct.
You don't have debt, right?
You mentioned flag. I would like everybody to look up the peace flag, the civil flag of peace, and note how very different that is from the wartime flag that we fly all the time with the horizontal stripes. The civil flag has vertical stripes and blue stars on a white background. Look it up.
Yeah, where are we at? We started going down that path.
It's only flown in our nation for 3 years, and I suppose the more intuitive of you would know which 3 years those were and which president we had. Because, you know, peace in the Middle East, guess who did all that?
Who?
President Trump.
There you go.
That was the only time we had flown the flag of peace was during President Trump's 3 years.
That's awesome. Okay, well, look.
For 3 years. He didn't have it the first year because he had to get all that peace done. But then once he had that, we had 3 years of peace. Every other year, we've been at war.
So we have a few minutes left. So let's get into the practicalities of it. And so one of the things I would like to bring up is during President Trump's term, everything was so hectic. It was a crazy, crazy time. But now we live in a time where if you actually took the time, you can go back and look at some of the things he actually did. It doesn't matter whether you like him or not, Republican, Democrat, it doesn't matter, but just some of the practical things that he did. And as he liked to mention, he actually restored the Republic to the best of his ability, and now it's your turn, right? And so I gave you that that thing.
The memorandum.
Yep. So one of the first things he did when he got into office is he withdrew the United States from the Trans-Pacific
Partnership
Agreement.
And that was on January 23rd, 2017, right. Originally.
As soon as he got into office, he withdrew us from that. And if you remember, one of the very last things he did, the last day in office of the corporation, he actually signed the border wall. He went down to Texas, remember? Mm-hmm. And he went down to Texas and he signed the border wall. Those two things, those two bookends, effectively ended all the ratifications of the United States Constitution. Going back until 1871. So, lawfully now...
That's just before the 13th Amendment was supposedly ratified.
So, the law of the land right now is your original Constitution. And if you are interested in learning more about the difference between a United States citizen and American state national and restoring your status, I'm sure you have a million questions, even if there's only a few of you. The three of us will actually be at Brew... our weekly get together.
Brew Craft Coffee.
We'll be at Brew Craft Coffee this Saturday.
So I'm going to get the address real quick. 1320 Yuba Street, site 105, Redding, California.
Right there on the corner of was it Pine and Yuba? Yeah. So that's where we like to meet. So we'll be there on Saturday morning, 9:30. And I think there's already going to be a group of people there wanting to join us and, mm-hmm. and figure things out. So if you're listening and you're even remotely interested in the difference between a United States citizen and American state national, and maybe even talking about restoring your status and what that looks like and the ramifications involved, we'll be there.
Remember, federal agents listening, if you show up, we will ask you, and you will have, and your standard requirement is to admit that you are a federal agent. So we welcome one, we welcome all. You're welcome to come, but you'll have to leave your badge in your car.
Yep. And the handcuffs.
And guns.
You know. Well, gents, it's been fun having you along. We have two more minutes left here. Brian, how did you actually stumble upon this, and what has it done for you personally, if anything?
Well, I guess I stumbled across it. Anybody in the truth movement, you'll eventually stumble across these things. Not everybody can look at it, can dig into the truth of every issue, like say the pyramids, for example. They're all over the world, but I mean, who has the opportunity to research every single bit of truth? It's difficult. So instead, I aimed to focus on the most important ones, the ones that were the big ones, you know, that made an impact in my life. And I think becoming a sovereign person again, no, person, see, again,
can't say the word person,
our language is so messed up. It's part of the indoctrination, guys. You know, we're trying to get through it all. All right, so, and I like this the most.
Well, because it's practical.
Because it's more than just practical. It removes you from the tyranny of the government. And we all know government, the word breaks down into government. Ment is mental for mind. Govern means to control, so it's mind control by definition. So I have looked around and stumbled across a bit of information and cross-referenced. As you dig up to anything, you know, truth always leads to truth. All roads lead to Rome. All roads eventually lead to truth. And this one is the most important. So...
It's funny how all roads do lead to Rome.
Oh yeah,
right. Even now, if it's kind of morbid when you think about it, but even as a United States citizen, all roads lead to Rome, right?
The Vatican.
The Vatican. Well, people was.
We'll get to more of that this Saturday.
Yeah, we'll get into that Saturday. Well, we have one more minute, but you know, people say, "Well, the crown, right?" So the crown. People always think that the crown is the queen.
Mm-hmm.
The crown is actually the Vatican,
mm-hmm.
and the monarchy is the queen. And you know, she's the one that collects the money.
And the money they're collecting and how they're collecting it is through their Bar Association members, which stands for British Association Registry, B-A-R. Therefore, anybody who's a member of the Bar is literally working for the Crown to defraud us out of our commonwealth.
And there you have it.
Again, more Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. thank you very much, guys. Colin, thank you. Are you good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
So anybody listening want to jump in on this Saturday morning, 9:30 at Brew? It's kind of funny what happens after a couple of cups of caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And we'll see you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.